Places. We went over some places. The Chesed Medal. Kulam Yichni Shutacha Sabai. So, Mochan Leachot is Lisham Yoram Tiachot. Kulam Yichni Shutacha Sabai. So, the Nizikin is given from Bidyas, the Balkhay is given from Bidyas. And the Tzvashisha is given from the boys. Then came up from Zoki Mildal Kemin, who Mildal Kemin got on the Shabbat. How can you give it from the Kuches? The Aloha is that Mildal Kemin only gave it from the lady himself, but not from the Ikeach. And here, there is no star, it's a new album. Yesh leina, kishona gedin, kimilda di stardam. This price is reference to the case where there was already a very gedin except Dresden, so then the aloha is that it is a very big deal, so it has a deal like community staff, because why is there a difference between new alpha and new staff? New alpha has no call, new staff has a call. That's ancient, there is a psalm based on, so just like a staff, that produces a call. So in Mele, it can be given a chasm shabbat. In Ame, new vaksum beteiro, Kiksuva Bishtar Dami Vechai. So then, not a Teretz, because there is a Mandoma who says that Nurva Aksuva Teiro Kiksuva Bishtar Dami, it's in Gdushin, in Pheres, in Bogasre. What does it mean, the Machlekes? What Mandoma says that when is there a difference between Milva Open and Nurva Bishtar? If the chiyuv is grounded in his chayvus, let's say Alvoy, why does he have to pay? Because he was mischayev himself. He borrowed money. So what does it mean you borrow money? When you borrow money, it means when somebody says, lend me $1,000. So he's saying, you give me $1,000 and I promise that I'll pay it back to you. So the whole chiyuv is grounded in his own ischayvus. It's not that the Torah imposes upon him a certain chiyuv, whether he likes it or not. So that's milva shein yaksuv b'teir. So why is it called milva shein yaksuv b'teir? Doesn't mean chas v'sholem that al pidin Torah you don't have to pay that. If you don't pay that, so you are a gazlan. The apostolates, in other words, but it means the chiyuv, through the Torah tells you that you have to pay, but the Torah tells you you have to pay because you obligated yourself to pay, because you promised to pay. Mashinkin is okay, somebody is magic, so why does he have to pay? He promised? No, he didn't promise. He didn't make any commitment, whether he likes it or not. The Torah imposes upon him a chiyuv to pay. So it's called milva aksuv b'teir. So one man Doma says, when do we say that the milva will pay without ishtar? He's not giving chosim mishibodim because of psidzili kuches. If the chiyuv is grounded, is based upon his own ischayvus. Like Havoy, Mashein Kein, if the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv that is not based upon his own Ischayves, that the Torah imposed upon him a Chiyuv, so then we are not concerned about the fact that there is Psidit Likuchas. So Mele is given Minchos Mishabodim anyway. This is, but that there is a Machlekes in the Bar. I think the book Yosef gives another Tarets. I think so.
The book Yosef?
The book Yosef, Andris.
What's more of a mother than Koyo?
What?
What's more of a mother than Koyo?
Kol. Kol. Koyo Amod Bedin produces a call.
Now,
as much as Ishtar.
So the first text that the mother then produces Koyo is
so Lula is like Lula Bishtar.
Yeah, fine. But is Koyo enough? If you hold that Shibud is the Raisa, so
yeah.
Then they took it away when there's no Koyo and they put it back when there is a Koyo.
Yeah.
But we all should love the Raisa, so maybe the only time they put it there was when there was a shtar. But when there's no shtar, it's just another coil.
Oh, you mean, first of all, we pass from the Shibri the Raisa and Valtero, even in New Al Pais gave it
to
us. That's number one.
Yeah,
but one second, what? Yeah,
the Lacha, that even New Al Pais we go over from.
Mid the Raisa. But mid the Rabbonon, because of the little Kuches, some Miller Hachom Misaki machine can eat. There is a shtar, there is no psidil kuches, there is a kol, so he took me at the rice, some milk, any kol. Now we pass Hamecher Sodeo Beidim, he's also given a chosmu shibodim. Hamalves Haver Beidim, not because Mandi Yaziv, Bitsini Yaziv, he doesn't produce a kol. Mashenki Mechire produces a kol. So Alibed Hilch has said, there is no kash. But you ask, how about Rav Pope, who says that Shibud loved the rice? And Rav Pope says Shibud loved the rice. So Mele, so even Milve Bishtar is not given Mechos Mishabodim. But why would the Chachom Misaki that it has to be given Mechos Mishabodim? Shall it till a little Dallas? Shall it till a little Dallas with love? Still with love? Now, so one second, someone of Shech, so let them misake and even in new valpe because we should build them in love. The answer is even Rav Pope considers the concept of kol because of Sidi Delikuches. Some Mele, again, even according to Rav Pope, since the Chachomim were misake, that a milve bishtar has to be given. Because Shalitil doesn't love him. Why won't the Misakim that even Milval Peh should be gave? Because the time of Shalitil doesn't love him is counterbalanced by the time of Pseidid Likuches. Mashenkin, when there is a call, so then it's not counterbalanced by Pseidid Likuches. So again, the Rabbonon, please don't interrupt me, Mr. Minkus. Please do me a favor. Right. Do me a favor. Don't interrupt me. If there is a call, some mele, the same time of Shlatil Ben Falovn that applies to Mila Bishtar, applies to Mila Petu, but Mila Pei doesn't apply because the Tilas of love is counterbalanced or counteracted by the consideration of Siril Kuches. Some Mashain chain where there is a call, some Mele, there is no, it's not counterbalanced and counteracted by the consideration of Siril Kuches. So the same thing is true of Amor Bedin. Is there a Gemara Kedushin with the Rif? In order to understand the Mek Yosef, we must have. The Mek Yosef and the Beis Amet Beis and the Rif and this Gemara. So he says, Kulam nichnesu taras abayli, alal kuches mutal dinameche, misha lokachidies yifra, nizek ubeninis yishalim balcheit, and the likeach of the boyes yishalim suasish, vim tema von nizikin milval pei, vloigavim mishabde. So this was gives to the routine. One, because milve aksu veteo kiksu bishtar damye, or because I'm not a bidin. He says, yeish leima di mishkacha sari bidikos hafle mazik shtore biniske. He gives another tarets. The thesis doesn't mention that he gave him mishtar. Why couldn't a mazik give mishtar? He was mazik, and then after he was mazik, he gave him a promissory note, I'm going to pay you for the damage that I caused you. So it's a milve bishta. That's a very simple teretz. Why doesn't Teisves give that teretz? Apparently Teisves shita is that it will not be effective. In other words, that a mazik cannot convert by giving ishtar the chiyuv nizokin into a milve bishtar. Now let's see a certain Mordechai in Dushin. With that Mordechai in Dushin, we can understand it. Mordechai at the end of Dushin, Davov, I don't know whether in Yod Adar Morris is the same way, Davov, the second column. So then he discusses a certain question. Suppose, you know, Anisha is Mikudesh Saudishta. So what does it mean she's Mikudeshta? If he writes in the Shta, how do you have to Kudesh? Or he picks up Yode, or Edechsime. So then, the shtar is the shtar kinyan. Through the shtar, she becomes mikodeshes. But suppose he's mikadisha bekesef. He gave her it habas, the usual way. And then he wrote in the shtar, and he had Adim signed that on this and this day, so he was mikadish initial with kesef. Is there such a thing? Or the same thing, Ligabi get. A get, a nisho, is migoreshes only al the get. But suppose he executes two shtores. One get he executes as ishtar kinya, and two dead get is migarasha. And then he gives her another get as ishtaraye, that on this and this day he was migarasha with the get, and she doesn't produce the get for which she was misgareshes, but the other get. So the question is there such a thing as ishtarayin gedushin or ishtarayin git? Now in the moment we have shtarikinyan and we have shtarayin. Shtarikinyan, let's say ishtamatonis or ishtarikinyan, through the shtar. Through the shtar, the sode is transferred from Reuven to Shimon. Let's say shtar voye is shtarai, because it's not through the shtar that he has to pay. And suppose he didn't execute the shtar, so he wouldn't have to pay. So the shtar is only a raye that is mechuyevim to pay. So in the moment, there is a shtar kinyan and there is a shtarai. Now there's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam shiti is the shtoris is in the Rabbanan. Why? Because midraise there couldn't be such a thing as a shtar, because mipi and veloim piksovon. So Rambam shiti is that mipi and veloim piksovon doesn't mean that there couldn't be agudas seder piksav. It only means if a person is a nilay, he cannot talk, So then, but he testifies. Biksav, so then he's in holy bile. So there's a kosher from Pil and Piksavo. But if he's not an Ilaim and he can talk, but instead of saying the Agoda in person, he sends in a letter to Bezdin, according to Rabbi Tam, it's a good Agoda. But most Rishenim Achili can Rabbi Tam, even though the Ri Teisves in Ksuves agrees with Rabbi Tam Shiti. But most Rishenim hold that Mipiksovam is not a good Agoda. So the question is, Mimele the Rambam says that Chitores is miserable because Mipiyam Rolim Piksovam. So the Ramban is the Kashe, how can you say that? What's about Gerish? What's about Dushin? What's it? So Reb Chaim says, it's not Reb Chaim. The Nisiva says it, the Shach says it. Reb Chaim elaborates on it, but it would be ridiculous to say Reb Chaim says it. Everybody says it. But the Rambam says that Shtores is midrabbonon, it means Shtore Rai is midrabbonon. The Shach says it. The Nisiva says it. The Shach says it. Shtore Rai is midrabbonon. But Shtore Kiyen, of course, is a special Zeros HaKosuf. We have a Zeros HaKosuf of Shtore Kiyen, Legabi Get, so we have a Parash of Gereshin, and Yotzer Hoyso, we have a Zeros HaKosuf of Shtar Kedushin, Chushlo Nitlo, we have Exerus HaKosuf of Shtar Shicho, and Shtar Matoni, we have the Posik in Yirmiye, and in Novi Rashi Lecharish Dovo Ma'ato. I mean, so there he doesn't talk about Matoni, he talks about Mechire, but the Mechire itself can be Shtar Kinyan. I mean, it could be that the Kinyan is to Kesev, and then the Shtar is to Rai. So in Echaname, in such a case, it's only Midrabbonon. But so when the Rambam Shite is that Shtores is midrabbonon, so that only means Shtore Rai is midrabbonon. But Shtore Kiyan, of course, is midrabbonon. And Ramban is chilek. He holds that the Gzeres HaKosuf in Yomiyeh, v'kosiv, b'sifa v'chaseim v'hod edin, so it implies not only that there is aloha of Shtores of Shtore Kinyan, but there is aloha of Shtores in Shtore Raitu. Now the question is, Monefshach, if there is a special Xeros HaKosuf of Shtores, so how do we visualize the psul of Mpim and Piksavu? According to Rabbi Tam, there is no such psul, but all the other Rishenim are chilek, so let it be Biter Shtar. The answer is, when it doesn't have a Chalishem Shtar, then Mipiksovom is no good. But if it has a Chalishem Shtar, then it's a special aloch. Shtar is a special aloch. What is Shtar? So the Balamoyer, the Ramban, in Yivomes, there the Flamed Gimel, in the Sugye, why the Chachomim are not Misakim, Zman Bikdushin, because Yefshe, the Flamed Gimel there in Yivomes, so the Balamoyer and the Ramban, they all say, what is Shtar? Shtar is if it's Nasim Dasa Mishai. In other words, if, let's say, the Levi, he's the Mishai, he borrows money, he's Mishai himself to pay. So if he tells the Edim to sign, then there is no psul of Mepiyam Volim Piksov, because it's Shtar. But suppose the lady didn't tell them to sign, but just to aid him, they saw how Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, so they wrote a letter to Bezdin. Then there is a psul of Piksov. And of course, even according to Rabbi Tam and the Ri, who say that there is no psul of Piksov, Piksov is only if he's a Nile, but if he's not, he's in all the bile, but if he's not an Ilim, so he can testify by sending a letter to Bezdin. But they agree with the Balamoyer and Ramban that Shtores is a special Xeros HaKosuf. After all, Shtores, we have Aloche, Eidi Machsum Lashtar, Nashgach Kudusim Bezdin, you don't have to be Mikaimet, nothing, you don't have to be Mikaimet, Mashein Kein, that's only by Shtar. So even according to Rabbi Tam, that Eidim can testify by sending a letter to Bezin. So if they write in the letter, on this and this day, we saw how Reuven lent Shimon $1,000. But that's not Shtar. Since it's not Nasem Dasa Mishayev, it's not Shtar. But according to Rabbi Tam, Eidim's big sav is treated like Eidim's Balpe. So by Eidim's Balpe, there is Aloha of Trishoch Kire, everything. So Mimele, by Eidim's Balpe, we don't say, if Eidim say something, Nasik Rachlus and Bezd. It's not Nasik and Bezd. Bezd has to be Chikah with Eidim and ask him all kinds of questions. Otherwise, it's not Nechiro. But by Shtar, especially the Sakosuf, the signing of the Eidim who were instructed by the Mishkayev to sign, that in itself it makes it like Nechiro with Yusuf Bebez. But that's only if it's Nasim Zahar Mishkayev. It's not Nasim Zahar Mishkayev. Then, of course, it requires Kiyum. So that's mentioned. Even according to Rabbi Tam, that Piksovim is good, but if Eidim send a letter to Bezin and they were not told by the Levi to sign it, so then it has to be Miskayim. And without Kiyum, it's not Nechiro, Midaraise, because it's not Shtoris. Anyway, Shtoris is a special Zerzakos. What is the special Zerzakos? What is Shtar? Nothing that I'm saying. The thing that Reb Chaim says, I mean, it would be ridiculous to say Reb Chaim says the Rambam Shite, the Shtoris in the Rabbanon, is Reb Chaim's Chish. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean that everybody says this. All right, the Shach spells it out explicitly, but it's self-evident that this is so, even if the Shach didn't say it. But the thing that Reb Chaim does say, which is really mentioned by the Nisives, that according to the machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam is what makes a Chalishim Shtar, what constitutes Shtar. So the according to the Ramban, if it's Nasim Midas HaMishayev, so Mele it is Shtar, yes, Chalishim Shtar. It's Nasim Midas HaMishayev. Mashein Kein, according to the Rambam, Shtar, definition of Shtar is, it has to be Nasim Midas HaMishayev. But in addition to Nasim Midas HaMishayev, it has to affect Kinyonim. Not just Reis. This is what Reb Chaim says. In other words, Midraise Teve Chalishem Shtar. So, there are two prerequisites. First, it must affect affect Kiyomim. It must change the status. Like Gittin, Dushin, Shichu, Matone, it affects the Kinyan. Number two, that it has to be Nasim Das HaMishayev. Anyway, there is, according to most Rishenim, there is Aloha of Shtoris of Shtori Rai also, Midarais. According to the Rambam, there is no Aloha Midarais of Shtori Rai, but only of Shtoriki. How about Ishtarai and Gdushin? When the Shtar is not Ishtar Kinyan, when the Kinyan took place through Kesef, and then the Baal told them to sign Ishtar. Of course it has to be Nasim Midas HaMishayev. If like this, so it's just like sending a letter to business, of course it's no good except the current Rambam Tam. So then it has to be Niskayim and so on. But suppose the Mikadei, the Baal, was Mikadei the Yishuv Kesef, and then he told Eidim to sign Ishtaraye and the Gdushin that took place for Kesef. So is that Shtar effective? And the same shaila could apply to a get. Suppose he gave her one get as a shtar kinyan, and then he told the Eidim to sign another get as a shtarai on a previous get that was given to her. Is there such a thing? So the Mordechai, at the end of Dushan, so he says, there was a shtar that said that the Baal was Mikadesh, the Yishe with Kesef. So he says, in Cheshish in Klav. We don't recognize this. So he says, who says that? Shvafilu im niskai mashtar b'cheisom. In other words, afilu im niskai mashtar b'cheisom. Ime rabu nisimche. Hoye ime rabu nisimche. Sheinu eides niskabeles nitirashta. In other words, not like Rabbeinu Tam. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, there could be such a thing. Yesh toras or no toras. It is big sav. But then it requires the Mishuch Kire. But according to Rabbi Simcha, does not agree with the Shita from Tam. So he says, it is right after Tov Kufayin, you know. Va'afilu in Yiskai Mashtar Bechismov. מסיין לי רבי ימי על פי עדים ולוי על פי כסובים ולוי על פי תוגנום ולוי על פי עדים בעד ועכשיו בדן that was according to Mishnah Rishayne but according to Mishnah Achayne so it's a she's mutaras li nosi ba mez bailo with all kinds of agodes even Marko Mishnah Vitume some mele it can be done by Ksav also so but it's mentioned that except for the Mishnah Achrenes din, because Mitechim HaShachmartol B'Seifo Hikaltol B'Tcholosor Yishamedek Daike Minzeve, so everybody has Nemanes, so Mele Ishtar also has Nemanes Hakode B'Shtar Masheinchein by Dushman, there is no special din of Nemanes of Hakomisir Vitume, so Mele even if Edim Ksherim sign is star, Kedushin, that Zilraya Baalme, even though the Baal told them to sign it, so you're not Chayish for it. So he says, V'achshav Mashin Eidin Peid, V'chut Yavose Al Piksom Val Pitogmum, Mashin Babemez Bailo, U'masnis Misayel Rebun, יופי כי הרעידים כי השטר וכי השטר מכי הרעידים שהעידים שאומרו מי פליני מייס משין נשתי מוצו כוסו בשטר מייס פליני נער פליני אי משין נשתי אקורים את משנה שאין רשיני ויופי כי השטר מכי הרעידים שעמל וחברי בעידים גיבי מן חוסים לחירים בשטר גיבי מחוס משובודים הרי חזינן סורב נסים חסס דאפילו בעידס אישו דאקילו בירבונון איקה מנדאומה דיבדס השטר עם משים so there's a מחלקס המרואים even according to משנה אחרינה that everybody's נמון there is one מנדאומה who says that it is בשטר נאט but we pass like that מנדאומה קולשטן בישורת is in other words there is no such thing as השטריי באיסה בידש ושטר מומי but Rabbi Simcha does not agree with the Shittas Rambam that Midrash said there is no such thing as Torah altogether. By Momin, he is chilek on the Rambam, but he says, "Ushtar Momin, he nisayd nivim al pi agvure, tichsif kasev b'sefer v'chaseim v'oyed edim shalei oso hakosuf chsimes ashtar kaldes edim b'fien." So. Vahidi Perik Mishor Zei, when Gemara says that Mipiyam Veloim Piksovom, Lo Aire Bishtar Animsal Yad Balamayse, Elo Beidim Shekesim Yidusom, when it's not Nasan Zaz Mishraev, they just send in a letter. Elo Beidim Shekesim Yidusom An Yo, Vishiluchon Ibezn, Dum Yedimayse Hosom, Da Agode Mitech Aksav, Laf Shma Agode, אבל שטר מומין, הכוסו וחוסם בעידים, ומסרו בלעדובר, הווקאידס בפה. מאידי פרק א' אחים שטא שטא קדושני מנחולי גבי די ודי די ודי דול ומיקרם פקסובם ודווקא בשעה קדושן שאוי אישו ניקנס בי וניתנו לי כוסי ואין דה סיים שטא איזה שטא קיניין שאיז מקודשס לדה שטא דן יצוב זה שטא ראי אתו סבי וניתנו מקשין עבור לצי אבל שטא ראי על קדושי כסף וניתנו לי כוסי רחמון אומר מפים ובקסובום ושולם אביד רכה סויץ רבין שמחה אין רבין אביד זה very important רבין שמחה רבין אביד says, mentions it many times anyway there is something that in the Ramban in Bom Metzie that has the same lomdes I mean they can The Gemara says, Oma Shmuel, Eimer Oyo Reb Meir, Shtachev Sheim Be'achayes, Loi Bilvat Shinigeve Mechosim Mishubodim, Ela Afil Mechosim Nechayinigeve. Maybe there is a small Gemara Bom Tzie. I don't need a leaf, just the Gemara Bom Tzie. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Kedima mit Beis. Der Reb Meir Shalom. Omer Reb Lezer, Shmuel says it, Reb Lezer says it, Machleiket b'shein chayv meide. Der Reb Meir Shovar, Shtar shein b'achayis nechosim, in igeve loy mishabde v'loy mnechar. V'rabon savre, mit mishabde hud ligove, נחרה מיגווה גווה אבל כשחייב מיידי והכל יעזה so anyway רמיה שיטי is that השטחי והשטרה לבויה that doesn't mention that the levy is משאבת זה נחוסים cannot even be given from נחוסים נחר so Rashi says אין גבל לא עם נחוסים משבון לא עם נחוסים נחרים דף יקימו עמד בייס אם אין הלווה מיידי דשתורה דילוי שיבת בנחוסים להפשתורה הוא V'have k'mil v'alpe v'shein ole oedi. So the Ramban explains the Rashi. Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, the Ran, Mbamtsiye, they all explain the Rashi. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is because there is a din of Mipiyem v'loim piksovom. Mipiyem v'loim piksovom. Now, the Rambam Shiti is that Shtore Raye, Mipim the Raye said there is no aloche of Shtore Raye. But the whole apocha, the Rambam is made with the Rabbonon, there is a aloche of Shtore Rai, Mashiinkin, according to Reb Meir. So, even with the Rabbonon, there is no aloche of Shtore Rai. Because in order to have a Haleishem Shtar, it must affect Kinyonim. It must accomplish something. In other words, what the Rambam says, Alibi de Emes, on the Raisa level, Alibi de Rabbonon. So, all the Rishenim, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritva, the Ran, we are all Chelik and the Rambam, but vis-a-vis Reb Meir, they say the same numbers. Vis-a-vis, but we don't pass like Reb Meir. So, vis-a-vis Reb Meir, Shtar, mit Raisa, mit Rabbonon, by definition, is only Shtar Kinyan. If it doesn't affect any kinyonim, so merely doesn't have a chalishim shtar. If it doesn't have a chalishim shtar, so merely of the psul of mpiksovom. So merely it cannot even be gave from nechos mnechere. It's like halvoye without aiding. Of course, if he's made it, so he does baldink maiden dome. But suppose he's not made it, he's gave it. So then he cannot be gave it because the psul of mpiksovom. So the same lomdes that the Rambam says, except that the Rambam says that Ali be the Rabbon, and according to the Rambam, it's on the Raisa level, and with the Rabbon level, there is a Chalish Din Shtar of Rai alone, not Kinyan. But according to Reb Meir, so the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ritva, the Ran, and that's Rashi's Shite, because Rashi says, he says, in a gave Eloi Mechoshin Shibodim. ולא עם מחירים אם אין עלי ומידי דשתורת לישיב בנחוסים לפשתורה הוא v'havlik milval pe v'shein leidim. In other words, but so then you ask, so according to Rav Meir, how can there be such a thing as ishtaravoy? The answer is, if he's mishabed in achosim, then the ishtaravoy becomes ishtar kinyan and the shibut, because the avoy by itself without ishtar wouldn't be mishabed in achosim, and by being mishabed in achosim, so then even the ishtar avoy becomes ishtar kinyan and the shibut. Some male wants his ishtar kinyan and the shibut, it serves the ishtarai also. Some, but if he doesn't spell out, he doesn't spell out that he's mishabed nechosim, some mele, it's not ishtakinyen. And ishtaraya, there is no aloch of shtores. Not midraisa, not midrabonon, shtoraya alone. That's, so it's the same on this, but that's only alibid rameya. Of course, we pass like rabonon. So there is aloche of shtoraya. So Rabbi Nevigdar and Rabbi Nesimcha say, the aloch of shtoraya is exerts hakosuf in yirmiye. That's only in shtor moment, but in Nisea there is no xeris hakosuf of shtor raye. So if it serves as ishtar kinyan, if the isha becomes mikudeshes for the shtar, it serves as ishtar raye also. But here we found the shtar that said that the baal was mikadesh with kesef, and the shtar was written only to serve as a raye. There is no xeris hakosuf of shtor raye in Nisea, only in moment. Only moment. Now, now let's go back to the Mugiyasef. Vintei ma'avonizikin milval pei v'ligavim mishabde yeishleima v'mishkahaslo Bidikosafli mazik shtor biniske. So why doesn't Teisves give the teretz? Apparently, according to Teisves, it wouldn't be effective. If a mazik will write ishtar and it'll as yirayel be'alme, so it will not be effective. Why not? But after all, there is a loch of shtor yirayel alone in the nemomenes, according to everybody. The answer is, what makes it into shtar? Nasim midas hamischayev. So, if, let's say, a leve vaitzi executes a shtar alvoye, so he is mischayev himself. He is mischayev himself. Because how does he become a chuyev to pay? Because he obligates himself, so he is a mischayev. But if a mazik writes a shtar, so he becomes mechuyev because he is mischayev himself. He is not mischayev himself. It's only that he tells that he's mechuyev to pay, so it's not nasim the same mischayev. So it's a very good svara. Why does Mekiyesef? Why is the Mekiyesef chelik anteisves? Apparently, Mekiyesef shita is that there is such a thing as nasim midas hamischayev im raye. What mischayev mean? One who suffers the detriment. So, if in ishtar alvoye, so he is a mischayev in king and not in rai. When a leve borrows money, he promises to pay. So he is mischayev himself. He is mischayev himself in rai. He is mischayev himself in king. Through his mischayev, he becomes mechuyev. But when a mazik writes ishtar, so is he mischayev himself in Kenya? No. He's only executes ishtar to serve as evidence against him. Lichivose. So it's a big chiddush in the Mugiyesef that there is such a thing as nasim dasa mischayev in raye. Ishtar alvoye is in nas, it's ishtar raye asa alvoye. Certainly as far as Mechirin is concerned. But the mischayev is a mischayev in Kinyan. He is mischayev himself. Mashenkin if he mazik writes ishtar, so he's not mischayev in Kinyan. What does he do? He's Mishchayim Kinyan. He becomes Mechuyah because he's Mishchayim himself. He doesn't even want to be Mishchayim himself. He's Salafid al Hamasi. The Torah tells him that he has to pay some Mele. He just admits that he's Mechuyah to pay. That the Torah imposed upon Achiv. So he's not Mishchayim himself in Kinyan. He's Mishchayim himself exclusively in Raya. In other words, he gives evidence to his detriment. So according to Yosef, that's also called Nasim Zah Mishchayim. According to Teisves, that's not even called Nasim Zah Mishchayim. So merely it's not even Mishta.
According to Teisves, to be called
the Mishchayim,
you have to be...
Mishchayim, Shafra Chiyuv, that's right.
Why?
Mishchayim Kiyin.
Shouldn't Asim Mishchayim just mean whoever's going to be...
The Chavosin. There's the sheet of Mekiyis. You are saying exactly what the Mekiyis is. Teisves is Chelikanet. I mean, both, as far as I can see, both are equally reasonable. But you see, most Rishenim don't mention Mekiyesef's Teretz. Mekiyesef is the only Rishon who mentions the Teretz. Apparently they hold Mishchayim means Mishchayim Kiyoni. He admits certain things that will be to his detriment. Lord Mekiyesef, as long as it's executed by the person for whose detriment it is, this Haggadah, so it's called Nasim Dasam Mishchayev. In other words, Nasim Dasam Mishchayev in Rai alone.
And according to Tosfos, so he holds here, Nasim
Dasam Mishchayev in Kinyan, in effecting a certain change, you know, a certain status, certain obligations. But when the Mazik, when a Levi writes a Shtar, tells the Edim to write a Shtar, so he's Mishchayev himself in Kinyan. He is mechuyev to pay, not because of the shtar. The shtar is only the raya, but his chayves is his chayves in Kinyan. Why does he become
mechuyev? Is it like a new Kinyan when he makes the shtar?
He becomes mechuyev to pay, he becomes indebted to him. So that's a Kinyan. He becomes indebted. Until he borrowed the money, he wasn't indebted to him for $1,000. Now he becomes indebted for $1,000, so that's Kinyan. What does Kinyan mean? Kinyan means it affects something new, you see. But when the Mazik writes, tells Edim to sign a shtar, he doesn't affect something new. He just produces evidence to his detriment.
That sounds similar to what the Rambam says.
No,
Rambam says you need to the shtar
hapa. Yeah, no, it's nothing to do with the Shittus Rambam.
So then why
should the Shittus Rambam is... In Shis Rambam means that in order to have a Chalishim Shtar, then the Shtar itself has to create a Kinyan. That's not so. Even if the Shtar doesn't create a Kinyan, but in order to be a Shtar, it has to be executed by the Mishchayev. What does Mishchayev mean? Mishchayev can have two meanings. Mishchayev in the sense, he becomes Mechuyev. That's Mishchayev in Kinyan. And Mishchayev can mean he does something that will serve to his detriment. He produces evidence against himself. So according to Mekiyesef, that's also called Nasim Dasam Mishchayev. According to Teisves, Nasim Mishchayev means that he becomes Mechuyev.
With the Shtar, it becomes Mechuyev. That's what we're saying.
No, not for the Shtar, it becomes Mechuyev. Shtar Alvoye is Shtaraye. He doesn't become Mechuyev for the Shtar. He becomes Mechuyev because he was Mishchayev himself. Because he promised, he obligated himself. Mashinkin, when the Mazik writes the Shtar, he doesn't become Mechuyev to pay because he obligated himself. He didn't even intend to obligate himself. If he intended to obligate himself, so it would be not Mazik, it would be a Chiyuv of his Chayves. So there's something else. But he just wrote, he's a Mazik. So was he Mishchayev himself? He wasn't Mishchayev himself. He just executed a piece of evidence that will serve to his detriment. L'chivosei. mischayev in the sense that it's lechevosi, to his detriment.
The fact that now he's creating a shibur on the nechasim.
Oh, if he spells out, this is what Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritva and the Ran say in Rashi, and they say it's Pshat in Rashi, that if he spells out the shibut in the shtar, then it becomes a shtakin. As a matter of fact, the Rashbo in Gdushin, Daf Yud Gimel, says it in Rashi, that Rav Pope says that Dvar Teiro, Echod Milva Al Peh, the Echod Milva Bishtar, is in a given Chosm Shibur, because Shibur loved the rice. So, Rashi says in Dushin, the first line of the Yud Gimel Beis, Hoda Yase Vikamre, Hoda Itnan, Hoisho Sheivio Chatoso, Umeiso, Yoviu Yershin Iloso, Omer Aviudo Mashmuel, Vihushi Frisoso Mechai, Avoloi Frisoso Mechai Mlui, Alme Kosova, Shibude Love the Rice. So Ravin Shmuel holds that the Shibuda love the rice. So Rashi says, love the rice. Leima di nechsoi di inshin arvin beyu mishtabdin midinorev vi yiye milva al peo milvi bishtar shovin elva milvi bishtar shu shibdei di kosavle nechosai achroin loch mishtabde milva al peo loy mishtabde. So the Rashi is the Kans Rashi. So Rashi says, Bifeirash, that even according to Shmuel, who holds Shibud love the rice like Rav Pope, but Milvi Bishtar is mit the rice. But the Gemara says Beferesh, Rav Pope says Beferesh, Dvar Teiro in Bo Basra, Dvar Teiro, Echod Milva Al Pe, Ve Echod Milvi Bishtar, and gave him a Chosim Shibud. So, Eine gave him a Chosim Shibud, even Milvi Bishtar. So the Rashbo has that kashi, and he says the teretz in very simple teretz. In other words, Vartiro, echot mil valpe, veachot mil vilpishtar, in a given chosim shibodim, it has reference to the case where there was a shtar, but it didn't stipulate in the shtar that is mishabed nechosim. He didn't stipulate, but we say achray is to yisifa. So the halacha is that even if the shtar doesn't mention that the levi is mishabed nechosim, we attribute it to an oversight by the sefer, the scrivener, and that it was definitely the intention of the levi is mishabed nechosim. Some mele is given nechosim shibudim, but if we say that shibude love the raise, some mele, that means that the milve cannot impose the shibud and nechosim. Cannot. So what can, but just as there is halacha of shtar kinyan to be makne karke to ishtar, so there is halacha of shtar kinyan to be mishabit, karkois al dishtar. As a matter of fact, you know, There is a story I heard from my father, Zachin Levoch, a very interesting story. At one time, so my father was there, so Reb Chaim went by train from Prisk to Warsaw by train, you know, in those days, those trains. So from Prisk to Warsaw, it took 12 hours, you know. And Reb Shimon Shkop was also going to Warsaw. Also, he took the same train as another town, in Grodno, not in Prisk, okay. So whole night, they talked and learned. They didn't sleep. They talked and learned. So Reb Shimon Shkop asked Reb Chaim that he, you know, Reb Shimon Shkop was known for Igoyen, you know, Igoyen. Igoyen is something different
than...
No, Igoyen, all right, whatever it is. So Reb Shimon Shkop said that he asked Reb Chaim a question. How does he define Shibud Nachos? What is Shibud? So Reb Chaim answered, Shibud is Shibud. But Reb Shimon Shkop was not satisfied with the answer, Shibud is Shibud. So he said, but I'm asking, what is Shibud? So I said, what is Kinyan? I'll ask you another question. What is Kinyan? So Reb Shimon Shkop said, Kinyan is Kinyan. So he said, so Shibud is Shibud. What did Reb Shimon, what was his chiddush that Shibud means is a ksas kinyan. That's what Reb Shimon, and Reb Chaim didn't like it. That Shibud is a ksas kinyan. Shibud is Shibud. You cannot define basic concept in words, because you see, you can define something that is complicated by in terms of simpler concepts, but you cannot define the most basic concepts. I mean, can you define, what is two? Two is two, I mean, it's not shayach to say, to define it. Kinyan is kinyan, you can define kinyan. Kinyan means title, you own it. And shibud is shibud. But Reb Shimon tried to explain shibud in terms of kinyan, partial kinyan. And Reb Chaim didn't like it.
Reb Chaim, was it? It's a lashon of the ritva by Chatzikinyan.
What?
It's a lashon of the ritva they use by Chatzikinyan.
All right, so Reb Chaim understood it differently. Not literally, anyway. So whatever, so I mentioned that story. So, if according to Reb Shimon Shkop, that Shibud is a partial kinyan, some melees, it goes without saying. So just as there is a shtar kinyan and being makne kakweis, so why couldn't there be a shtar kinyan and being mishabit kakweis? In other words, it's a partial kinyan. But according to Reb Chaim, the shibut is something else. But it borders upon kinyan. Not Reb Chaim didn't like the expression. Reb Chaim didn't like the expression of partial kinyan, sas kinyan. So what is, I mean, Reb Chaim didn't say what is shibud. So I mean the shibud is shibud, but out there I mean say what shibud is according to Reb Chaim's. I think what does shibud mean? Shibud means, you see, according to Abaye, so bal chayv l'mafreil gave. So when a malve is gave a sode that was mishubedes l'chayv, then once he makes the gvir, it's retroactively determined that he owned it from the moment of the alvoy. In other words, the malve. In other words, Reuven the Malve lent $1,000 to Shimon in Tov Shin Memhei. And then he had a certain sod. And then in Tov Shin Nun, 5 years later, he was gave a dead shoddy. According to Abai, we don't pass like Abai. So Mafreel gave it. So it's retroactively determined that the sode was the malve sode as of Tafshin Meme.
When he borrowed the money.
Yeah, when he borrowed the money. We don't pass like Abai. We pass like Rove that Balchayiv is Mkanul Habul gave. Balchayiv is Mkanul Habul gave. So Memele, as a matter of fact, the Arishayim will say that by Peitik and Mephoreshes, even a rover will be made that is the Mafreo gay. Only when it's a general shibut, but when there is an Peitik and Mephoreshes, Zeheiloch Peroin Elamizu, many Arishayim say, then even rover will be made that's the Mafreo gay. But whether it's the Mafreo gave or Mikan Habur gave it. So that means the chibud means not saskinian right now, but it means it's a potential kinian. It's bikeach. Maybe Rav Shimon meant that, so then Rav Chaim would not disagreed with it. But in other words, it's not saskinian like he has title in it. Partial title. He doesn't have any partial title, but he has potential ownership. In other words, in case the labor doesn't pay, and then he's not misalik in bizuze, then it will be his. So it's a potential kinyan. So shibud, by definition, is a potential kinyan. It's a kinyan bikeach, not a kinyan. Be payout.
So according to Rava?
Even according to Rava. But only according to Abaye, so it's a potential kinyan to be retroactive. And according to Rava, it's a potential kinyan mikano habe, not to be limafreya, but it's a potential kinyan, because that's what shibut means. What does shibut mean? The true gviya to become his. All he has to do is to be given. So it's a potential kinyan. So mele, just as there is haloche of shtar kinyan, to be makne karkois to shtar, so there is haloche of shtar kinyan, to be mishabit karkois to shtar. This is what Rashi says. When Rav Popa says Dvar Teiro, Echod Mil Val Peh, Ve'echod Mil Bishtar, in a given Mechos Mishabodim, so he means he didn't spell out in the Shtar that is Mishabed Nechos. He didn't spell it out. So, he's given from Mechos Mishabodim, because Achayis Toi Sefer. So Achayis Toi Sefer is only Shayach if the Halvoye imposes the Shibut. But we have to know whether it was the intention of the Levi to be Mishabit or not. So he say, Achayis Toi Sefer. So Mele, the Halvoye imposes the Shibut. But suppose, let's say, Nishtar Gdush, suppose the Levi, I mean the Baal, tells the Eidim to sign a Shtar Gdush, and then the Sefer, by mistake, wrote the whole Shtar, whole Megillah, but he forgot the expression, Hariat Mekudeshes. But we know that it was just the oversight of the Sefer. So could one say, I mean, it would be ridiculous, that she's Mekudeshes, the Shtar. How can a Shtar Kinyan affect the Kinyan if the Kinyan is not mentioned in the Shtar? Let it be an oversight. So an oversight. So suppose Ishtar Matone. So let's say he told the Eidim to sign Ishtar Matone, that he's Makhne Sori. And then the Sefer wrote the whole Megillah, but he forgot to put in that he's Makhne Sori. So of course, the Sode is not Miki. Because if it's Ishtar Kinyan, so the Kinyan has to be spelled out. He has to be spelled out. If it's not spelled out, so then he cannot say the Shtar Kinyan. But if we say she brewed the rice, so then it means that midraise the halvoy is mishabit, and even without it, but chachamim lo misakin mishum psidu kuches that in milva al peh. So the halvoy is not does not impose a shibut, but if the milva is the milva bishtar, what does the milva bishtar mean? If the milva is backed up by the rye of shtores, so then the milve is mishabit. Even at the rabbonon level, some mele, even if the shibut is not spelled out, who cares? But as long as a chai story is safer, and we know it was an oversight by the safer, but the leve intended to be mishabit, and since the alvoye is mentioned in the shtar, some mele, the milve is a milve that is backed up by the Rai of Shtores. So mele the milve imposes the shibut. Mashenkin, according to Rav Pope or to Shmuel, the shibut of the Rai, so the milve cannot be mishabit. But if he spells out the shibut, then it's a shtarkinyen. But he cannot say a chayistri seifa shtarkinyen. Because in Shtamatone, through an oversight by the Sefer, the matone of the Sode is daknoy, the Sode is not finished, just to bet. I mean, that goes without saying. So this is the pshat in Rashi. Okay. So in other words,
you report for find those that, you know, that
sheep
is not a kinyan, but it's
still
considered
a
star. It's a potential kinyan. So it's enough to say that's right.
All right. I think that's enough for the machlekes between Tesfes and Mukiyes.
According to Mandel, all sheep would allow the rice, so we don't say a Christ toast
offer? Of course not.
Then we don't say it.
Don't say it. Can you say a Christ toast offer? Kabishtamatone? You produce Adim or testify that the Sefer was told and then he became absent-minded and he forgot to mention it, so just too bad. How can it be Shtar Kinyan if the Kinyan is not mentioned in the Shtar? Alright, now the next Asis. Einlei gave him Mitrofonov. Einlei Rivosh in Bo Kulun Basachas. Kolakidim bishtar gave him an achre. Tchilo in zokin kidmu gave him an achre in afilu yizuburis. V'in bo balchid achov yigvenamim an achre in yeshle. V'imainly gave him mishlofonov v'afilu min idis. V'yishem mishlofneifonov v'afilu hein idis. Dikele mima lechad min ayikadim. Then case v'in shoy is elo b'Yerushalayim. So the question is, so the Rishonim discussed that question. Rishonim question. Still, we say that kulon nichnas utachas abayil. Why? Because in case finshoy is elabor shalayim. But the Gemara in Ksuves, Daf Tzadik Vov, I think, says that it's stolen machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Leza. In other words, if shtei shtores hayetzim b'yim echot, but one shtar was executed, let's say, at 7 o'clock in the morning, and the other shtar was executed, let's say, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So according to and the mesire of the shtar that was executed at 7 o'clock in the morning took place at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the misira of the shtar that was executed at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, so the misira took place at 5:30 p.m. So according to Rabbi Lezer, Zeshenim Salit Chilokon, in other words, suppose Ruvain executed the Ishtar Matone to Shimon and Levi. So, according to Reb Lezer, the Misirikar say, So ze shenim shel ishtar tchilo, so is kon. Hashem kin according to Remeir, who says, Eidach simekarse, Eidach simekarse, some mele, it is kene, it doesn't make any difference whether it was executed at 7 o'clock in the morning or it was executed at 5 p.m. in the afternoon or at 5, suppose Shkia is 6 p.m. So even if it was executed and signed at 7 o'clock in the morning, so it will be Kena only B'Seif Hayeim, because since in case in Shoyis Elo B'Yerushalayim, so when, let's say, Aleph Nissen is mentioned, it's not mentioned whether Aleph Nissen in the morning, Aleph Nissen in the afternoon, or Aleph Nissen in the late afternoon, 1 minute for Shkia. So in Mele, the only thing is that is mentioned before the end of the day. So in Mele, so it's Chilkin, because even though Shimon got the star first, but Eidach Simekars. So the question is, so why does the Gemara say here, the Ramban, the Rashbo, they all has that same kasha? So the Gemara says, Ilim b'sachas, hashto lishleish adikolim im achad minayi kodim, amret kolim nechlus arasa bailim. Why? But had minayi kodim, according to Torah Blazer, the Shimsir Karse, so the one who is kodim, so he should get it. So why don't we say it? So the Ramban, the Rashbo say, because there is a machlekes, amaroim in the Gemara. Everybody agrees that halachic Rableza begit, but whether that in Misirikas. But the question is, there is a machlekes, amaroim in Gitten, whether halachic Rableza bishor shtores also. And other, it's not halachic Rableza Bishor Shtores. The Bishor Shtores is Eidach Simekarse. So merely say that this Gemara accords with the Mandoma that halachic Rableza begitten, avaloi Bishor Shtores. So merely, so that's why the Gemara says, Ilein Misachas, Hashtel Shleisha Dikulmina, Chadnai Kodim. Amret because this price caused with the mandoma that halachic Rableza begitten avoloi bishor shtores. So bishor shtores is Eidach Simekarse. See if it is Simekarse, so even though Chadnai is kodim, but it's kene b'Seif Hayeim. But Enoch Name, according to mandoma that halachic Rableza afil bishor shtores, so then Enoch Name wouldn't say like that. But this braise accords with the view of the mandoma that halachic Rableza begitten, aber bishtor shores so Eidach Simekarse.
Alright. Maybe you could say sort of the being of the whole thing of Eikover and the chasim b'shabbat and all the shesh and the fair is anyway to report. It's not as if the she would have not.
Alright, but what's the purpose of saying it? Yerushalayim don't say that, you see.
Yerushalayim.
Yeah. Rishenim say that this braise accords with the mandoma that halachic Rableza begitin avoloi bishor shtores. So that's why we don't say chadnai kodim, because both are kene b'Seif Hayeim. Mochron liechod bibasachas miboye. So this says hashtel yosik. Adaiti time di ishaskes, dafel kosuf hakil bishtar echod, yochelir bishashtar, ul harzer aziboyes lebailim, kiilu likono meilo. In other words, the kashi is, why does the Gemara say, mochon lechod basachas meboye? No. There is a good reason to say that mochon lechod, when it's lishleish of neodom, then we cannot say ishaskes, because it requires three people. Ishaskes is only shayach when one person can do it, but with it requires the cooperation of three different people. It's not shayach to say ishaskes. So why does the Gemara say mochon leachod basachas mipoye? The answer is the Gemara the Makshin didn't even know yet of the Lomdes of Ishaskas. Now, the other tesis, I think we discussed last time, but we'll just go over briefly again.
Really?
Yes.
Would we have timed this for him?
What?
Would we have, in Tosus, Divar Maskel Mocher and Lech Bevasa Achas Bivaya?
Yeah.
So Tosus says he was Kovesh the Shtar. Tosus says he was Kovesh the Shtar.
Yochel Yom Bishashtar, Ulaazer Azibu Yislebayim.
In other
words, because you see, like this, the Gemara uses the lotion Hadranish Torah Morai. But here, if he's Hadranish Torah Morai, he won't accomplish anything. So he phrases it different. He doesn't mean Hadranish Torah Morai. Anyway, Rishenim say, the Rashba says, that Hadranish Torah Morai will only be effective according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says Aesius Niknis Bimsire, but according to Rabbanon of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that ain't Aesius Niknis Bimsire, so Hadranish Torah Morai won't be effective. But Gemara means Hadranish Torah Morai, I'll be Maknim. So here it means he'll just be Kavish the Shtar and he'll just return the Zibuyas to the
Bezdin wouldn't tina that for him.
What?
Bezdin wouldn't tina that for him.
Well, so you can ask the Kashi about Matranish Torah Morai also. The answer is, we discussed it last time. It's his host. Since it's Biyodei to do it, so it's considered as if it is done. So here too, it's Biyodei to do it, so it's considered as if it is done.
But Bezin wouldn't tine such a
Bezin tine. No, so the Rashba says no.
It's a Rama.
Bezin tine. No, no, it's not a Rama. It's not a question of Rama. But just as Matranish Torah Moraya means, that he'll give it back to him. All the sodis. So Matranish, I mean not all the sodis. This Tal Zibulis. He will give back, he'll be makne back. So here it means he will just give back the matone the sodizibuyas, that's all. But the expression Hadranish Torah Morai cannot be used. That's why Tesva says Liobesh, he doesn't mean fraud. Hadranish Torah Morai means what? That he will be makne the sodizibuyas. And he also means, but that is expressed in terms of Hadranish Torah Morai, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. But how about, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says, Aesius Niknis Bimsire, so if a Meicher executes a Shtar Mechire or Shtar Matone over a certain Sode, then the Likeach, if he decides to be Makne, the Sode back to the Meicher, all he has to do is not to write in your Shtar, just to give back the Shtar. According to Isis Nimusir. So Mimela the Gemara expressed it in those terms, Hadranish Torah Morai. But that only has a meaning according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. How about the Rabbanon? We don't pass on Shimon. So it means something else. He'll write a new Shtar. So here he says, he expresses it in terms of Lir B'Shashtar. What kind of fraud is it? He doesn't do anything wrong. I mean, he's doing something very nice. I mean, in other words, he's keeping the shtar and just returning the sodi zeburis, makne the sodi zeburis. He has a right to give away the sodi zeburis to him, and he has a right to be keeping the shtar. He doesn't take away any money from by being keeping the shtar. He doesn't defraud anybody. It's an expression.
Does say that
Kilo
economy only.
All right. So we have to understand, and in the case of Isha, Isha's Hadranish Torah Morai, so it's a new mechira. All right, and even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's also a new mechira. But it's not the mafreya. It's only mitan l'habe. It's a new mechira. but it's an expression. So yeah, it's also an expression. Ishaskes now. Viloi matran shtorim ziboyes tamori. Afol gav bulavoch isha gavim miziboyes. Mikol mokein limotzie limei malei lichiseda. Kim shem afkia keicho. Avol balcheiv limotzie limei madelishto biziboyes mitam di ishaskes. Tichivim di mafkia keichei motzom alei lichiseda. Du hast den Namen mit Zibuyes hat er jetzt nicht nur Likach und Paul bis zum Hoch Elo Mizokin die Leute in Balchev die Pirsch hatten das so in other words Rashi Shite is that when the Gemara says Ishaskes vi Shaklisu Gdinaiche Shaklisu vi Leute mi Adan Ishtore di Zibuyes the Mare so he has to say to him you take he has to say to the Mizokin you take Bainus. Don't be stubborn and insist upon it, yes, because I can do something to you. You know what I can do? Right. I can be making the sod is the boys back to the Meicheya. Then in Froim Chosim Mishabodim Pimotim Shiesh Nechosim Necherim. So then you'll be forced to take the boys. So it's good for you that take baininess. Otherwise, he threatens him, he'll be worse off. So according to Rashi Shite, Ishaskes is a threat. It's a deal. You know, like what they call, you know, plea bargaining. So plea bargaining, you know, plea bargaining is a perversion of justice because they do it in a criminal case. That's mamish per. Ivus Adin, I mean, it couldn't be a bigger Ivus Adin than plea bargaining. In other words, to tell a certain person, you admit, you plead guilty, and even if he knows that he's not guilty, so they tell him, you plead guilty
and to these counts.
Otherwise, we'll charge you with racketeering and Milford, and you'll be put in jail for 50 years. But if you are a good boy and you plead guilty, even though it's not true, you know, so then you'll only get 2 years. Otherwise, you'll get 50 years. This is the biggest disgrace upon the American legal system, the plea bargaining. That's a perversion of justice. Because it's done, you know, with fraud. But to make a deal in Mamanes, what's wrong with that? As long as it meets the approval of the parties. So it's a deal. It's a business deal. So in other words, according to Rashi, Ishaskes is not Ishus. There's the basic thing, you see. There's the Machlekes Rishenim. Most Rishenim say that Ishaskes is Ishus. It's not a deal. According to Rashi, Ishaskes is a deal. So maybe if it's a deal, so the Gemara's Kashe is only, the Gemara's Kashe is only Ligabe Nizok. The Gemara's Kashe is Ihoche. So the Gemara says, Mishum domo yish askisu vishaklisu gdinayche shaklisu viloi madrane 1 second viloi madrane shtore viziboyes lemore vishaklisu kulem viziboyes. So mele, that's why the Balchev is gave a baininess, even though he should be able to be gave from the idias, because lokach idias barcheino. So he should be able, because he tells him, listen, if you are stubborn, I'll be makne the shtar ziboyes to the meicheya, so then you'll be forced to take ziboyes. So it's better for you to agree to be conciliatory and to make a compromise and to agree to baininess, not insist upon idias. So it is better for you. So it's a deal. And suppose he says, never mind, I don't like to make deals. I don't like deals. Say Nachanami, according to Rashi, So he will be able to be geiver from the idiots.
How could a Baal Chov collect idiots?
Because Lokach idiots Bachreino. So that's his.
Oh, you mean?
Lokach idiots Bachreino. So that's why his right is to collect idiots. So that is the Nechir.
And only a Baal Chov collect Benjamins.
Oh, please, the Nechir. You'll have to go over the Gemara again, please. I'm not going to spend time.
Did you say a Baal Chov collect Benjamins?
Mr. Minkus, you didn't go over the Gemara thoroughly, so I'm not going to spend time on that. You'll go over the Gemara once again, you won't touch that question. So in other words, so according to Rashi, Enoch Name, when the Braise says that the Braise says that Kulam Nichnas Tachazabailim and the Baal Chov collects from Beinness, so it doesn't mean that it's a must. In other words, in all probability, he'll make the deal. But suppose he's in action and he says, he's not interested in making deals. Don't threaten me. You want to return the Sodeh Zibuyas to the Mecher, the Chiseda. So in Achname, then he'll be able to collect from the Idias. So why do the Baises say he collects from the business? In other words, in all probability, that deal will be approved by both parties. But in Achaname, it's not a deal. It strongly mentions an Eitze. The price only mentions an Eitze. Okay. So it's not his hus, according to Rashi Ishaskes. It's a threat. It's a deal. All right. So then he says, but the question is, how about the Ziboyes, the Ksuras Isho? So he says, Kulom Nechnosim, Kulom Nechnosim, Tachas Abalim. So the Isho is given from Ziboyes, but it's Lokachides Bacheno, let the Isho collect from the Idias because of Ishaskes. But here he cannot make the deal. When is it a deal? When he gives something. So there is a quid pro quo. But vis-a-vis the Baal Chov, he gives him something because he threatens him. If you are stubborn and you insist upon your rights, you'll be worse off. So then I'll be makna, I'll return the Ziboyes to the Mecher, and then you'll be forced to collect Ziboyes. So be smart and practical and agree to take Benes. Alright, and in all probability he'll agree because it's for his interest. But how can he say that to the Isha? What does he say to the Isha? The Isha insists upon Idias, so he threatens her. Don't insist upon Idias, because if you take Ziboyes, because if you don't agree to take Ziboyes, you know what I'll do? I'll return the Sodeh to the Mecher, and then you'll be forced to take Ziboyes. So she has to be of her mind to agree to such a deal. I mean, so she says, look, he said that, if she has common sense, she says, look, he said that. So, according to Tisha says, that according to Rashi, there is a difference between the Isha and the Baal Chov. Vis-a-vis the Baal Chov, Ishaskes is a deal, not his chus. Vis-a-vis the Isha, Ishaskes is his chus. Why? Very simple. Because vis-a-vis the Isha, so if he says to her, Ishaskes, good. If not, I'll force you to take Ziboyes. So then it is based upon the schus of Ma Mocha Rishin Lisheni called Schuset Ovel Yodei. Because, so Ishaskes doesn't mean that he has, vis-a-vis the Isha, this is an expression, Hadrane Ziboyes Lemar. He doesn't even have to do it. Since he means, what was your status? before the Mecher sold it, before the Mecher sold it to me, what was your status? Your status was to collect from the Mecher Ziboyes. I have all the rights that my Mecher had. Whether he's returning the Ziboyes or not, it doesn't matter. Because Mamo Harishan Isheni calls Khushetovel Yode. So whatever Schusim the Mecher had before he sold the Soda to Likeach, the Likeach has now. So that's just an expression. Adrane Ziboyes Lemoy. He doesn't even have to implement that. He doesn't have to return the Ziboyes. That's just an expression. In other words, I have the same rights that my Mecher had. And to simplify it, suppose I return the Ziboyes, so then what fight will you have against my Mecher? To collect the Ziboyes. So I have the same right too. So I don't even have to return the Shtar Ziboyes, the Shtar Ziboyes to the Mecher. Mashenkin vis-a-vis the Balcheiv, there we cannot apply the schus of Mamoch HaRishon Lisheini. We cannot apply it because Mamoch HaRishon Lisheini Kol Shchushetovel Yodei means that the Likeach has all the rights that the Mecher had the moment before he sold the son. So since Ligabei the Isho, so her right is to collect only from Ziboyes. So before the Mecher sold the Soda to Likeach, so the Mecher had the right to give her Ziboyes. And the Isha couldn't demand anything better than Ziboyes. So Meode Likeach has the same right. He doesn't have to return this Soda to Ziboyes no more. It's just an expression. What he means, I have the same right that my Mecher had. And he expresses it. Suppose I return the Soda Ziboyes. So what will be the right of the Mecher to give you Ziboyes? I have that right. I don't have to return the Shtar Ziboyes anymore. I'll keep it for myself. Why should I return it?
He's not making a deal with her.
What is that?
He's not making a deal with
her. Not making a deal, it's his schus. Mashein kin vis-a-vis de Balcheiv. So there it cannot be based upon Mamoch HaRishon Lisheini Kol Shchushetov L'Yodei, because Mamoch HaRishon Lisheini Kol Shchushetov L'Yodei only implies that Likeach gets all the schusim of the Mecher. What was the schus of the Mecher? What was the schus of the Mecher? To give him Beinus, not the boys. So how can he say and then you'll be forced to take Ziboyes? But he doesn't have any more rights than the Mecher, and the Mecher could not give him Ziboyes. How can he have his schus to give him Ziboyes? So there is a deal. So vis-a-vis Balcheiv is a deal. Now what is the Adreshein, the Rosh? The Rosh is Chelik on Rashi, and the Rosh holds that even vis-a-vis the Balcheiv it's a schus, not a deal. Why? So it's not Mamoch HaRishon Lisheini Kol Shchushetov L'Yodei. So it's another schus, that anything that the Baldovo can manipulate to create, it's considered as if you already did it. So it's another schus. It's another source, but Rashi is chilik on the Rosh, and Rashi says there is no such schus that if it's biyodei to create a situation where he will be able to give the Ziboyes, so even if he doesn't create that situation, he has the same source. That's a big chiddush. So mele vis-a-vis the Balcheiv, it's only a deal. But vis-a-vis Ksuvas Isho, it's a schus. What kind of a schus? It's based upon the schus of Mamoch HaRishon Lisheini Kol Shchushetov L'Yodei. In other words, vis-a-vis the Isho, everybody agrees that it's a schus. But vis-a-vis the Baal Chayiv, it's a machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh. According to Rashi, it's only a deal, and according to the Rosh, it's a schus. But not the schus of Mamocha Rishon Sheni, called schus etov liyodei, because the Meicher did not have the right to give the borders. But it's not a schus. It's a schus that he can create a situation, he can manipulate to create a new situation where you have the source. So Menele, according to the Rosh, since it's biyode to manipulate, to create such a situation will acquire the source, so Menele is considered that he has the source already. That's a big chiddush. That's the machlekes between Rosh and Rosh. All right, we'll leave it here. And we'll continue tomorrow. All
right. According to Rashi, the Gemara stops over at the dinner of Mamocha Rishon Hasheni. What right does the Gemara have to ask Kashi Yaki Mizakanami? You know, the Gemara is
going
from Mamocha to a deal. In other words, where do we see from the Svara Yishastis?
No, just as we say, as the Braisa mentions, that the deal, Ligabi Baal Chayiv.
It was never a deal. When the Gemara mentioned it up until, when the Gemara first mentioned it, it was only to get a Mamocha Rishon Hasheni. It was never a deal.
No! Vis-a-vis Ksuvasisho, it's Mamocha Rishon Hasheni. But vis-a-vis Baal Chayiv, it's not Mamocha Rishon Hasheni.
Only if you want to give him Tzimuris, but if you want to give Bainness and Chayus, and then a Mamocha. The Gemara originally was for tightening the price so that we give each one a Kibbutz.
No, not because of Mamocha. Because Ligabi Baal Chayiv, so since he gives him something, because he's in a position to force him to take the boys, so it's a bargaining, you know.
Even without an abandonment?
It's a bargaining.
Even without an abandonment?
That's right.
But we don't have, we could say, but if we're saying Ligabi the issue,
it's a bargaining chip. It's a bargaining chip. Because the Baal Chayiv insists upon idiots. Look at his Bachin. So he says, it's true, you are entitled to idiots, but be use common sense. You know, I'm a tough guy, and if you don't, if you're not practical, you know what I'll do? I'll force you to take the boys. But he has to give him something as a bargaining chip. So what does he give him? He gives him bayoness.
Well, why do we have to say that? We could say that's that how it's Gemara, just like according.
But that's how Rashi explains it.
Even by
because Baal Chayiv it couldn't be based upon Mamocha Rishon
Sheni. Well, why not? That's let it be based on Mamocha, right? At that point in the Gemara, if it's based on Mamocha, just like the Gabri Zipporis, it's based on Mamocha Gabri Yishas. Because what are we offering? And you're offering a bayoness. Is a din. So I'm taking over that skus that the Leiva himself had. The Leiva had a skus to give you bayoness. So I don't know. I don't have to give you this. I'll give you bayoness whilst the din of Mamocha.
But it's Lokachidius Bachreino.
Right.
So in other words, so the moment when he sold, when he bought the Sodebainis, when he bought the Sodebainis, so he left the same Likeach, left the Sodeidius in the possession of the Meicher. So Mele, Mamocha Rishon Sheni Chosul Yodei means that the Likeach acquires all the Shusim that the Meicher had a split second before he sold that particular
Sodom. We shouldn't have the Mamocha Legabri Yishi either.
What?
And we shouldn't have the Mamocha Legabri Yishi either. Because when he bought this field of Ziboris, he had left over an Idias field, and at that time, she had the right to collect Idias. So we shouldn't apply the Mamocha Legabri Yishi either.
So you mean that still we applied it first, because before we sold the bayoness, the original right was to give him the bayoness. So here your question is, Ligabi the Baal Chayiv, it should also be based upon. No, Inachname, what Teisva says, what you are right. You see, but one second. Teisa says here, kimishi mafkei chechek. Aber balchev limotze limeima dilishkel biziboyes mitam bishaskes. What Teisva says, einoch name, Teisva is not saying you're right. As if he gives him beninus, then he can do it on the basis of mamocha. But all the Teisva is saying, you're right. All the Teisva is saying is that he couldn't force him to take the boyas on the basis of mamocha, but he could force him to take beninus. You're right. I'm glad that you mentioned it. And with, so in other words, we don't have to resort to a deal in regard to mamocha. But where do we have to resort to a deal in regard to nizoki?
Well, give him less
than his debt. That's right. You're right, I'm sorry.
My shaila was though, if the beginning of the Gemara we're not resorting to a deal, we're just resorting to the Svar of Hamachar,
yeah.
How does the Gemara have the right to ask the question, the Yehafi, the Nizaki, Nami, there's a deal. What do we see from the Havamin of the Gemara that we were working with deals, for the Gemara to ask the Kasha that we could work with deals? I mean, maybe it's Pash the Svar of deals. But you don't see
this for you.
Okay, but you don't necessarily see that.
You're right. I'm very glad that you mentioned it. You're right, because at the moment I got confused with Nizokin, and there it's a deal. But in Ochaname, when the Likeach says to the Malve, I'll give you Beninus, don't insist upon, one second, don't insist upon Idias, so then he can enforce it as his chus. But in regard to Mizoki, he cannot enforce it as his chus, only as a deal. But you're right, I'm sorry. I became confused with Idias, you see, with Mizoki, but in respect to Balchev, you're right.